Well, it is great to be back in the coolness of Virginia after the last few weeks in my home and native land on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, where you could actually sleep at night without air conditioning. You know, whenever you go on vacation, we're really dependent on the hospitality of others. We may have to pay for it, but the quality of the hospitality to us either enhances or detracts from our enjoyment. Through hospitality, we are made to feel as if we are at home. And when we feel at home, we want to stay. In cultures like that described in our first reading today, hospitality was necessary for survival. When the mysterious threesome appears at Abraham and Sarah's tent, the couple goes out of their way to welcome these strangers. They can't do enough. They wash the strangers' feet and prepare a meal. They seem to see hospitality as their obligation. And so Abraham and Sarah make their home the home of the stranger. They're not just entertaining these strangers, they're showing hospitality. Someone once pointed out the difference between entertaining and hospitality. Entertaining says, I want to impress you with my home, my decorating. My cooking, well, not my cooking. Hospitality seeks to minister, saying, this home is God's gift. I use it as God desires. Entertaining subtly declares, this home is mine, an expression of who I am. Look, please, and admire. While hospitality whispers, mi casa es su casa, my home is your house. My friends, the three visitors we hear about in our first reading from Genesis are actually the Lord himself, as seen in our icon above Father Edwin. In this icon, the three visitors we see are painted as angels seated round a table with a golden cup filled with wine at the center, representing the Eucharist. The three angels are a symbol of the Holy Trinity, three persons in one God. In fact, this whole reading, this first reading, this whole scene prepares us for the visit of Jesus to the home of Martha and Mary that we hear about in our gospel today. But I have to tell you that this story of Mary and Martha has always irritated me a bit. Here you have these two sisters. One of them, Martha, takes the opportunity to welcome Jesus into their home. The other, Mary, as soon as Jesus comes in, sits down at his feet and seems to hang on his every word. So what is Martha to do? Sit down and let the meal boil over? If she also rests at Jesus' feet, who is going to serve? How will they eat? What will they have? Because nothing will get done. And then Jesus gets on her case, telling her that she frets and worries about many things, and that Mary, of all people, has chosen the better part by just sitting there doing nothing. I sure would have liked to have been a mouse in that house to hear what Martha might have answered. Okay, you two make dinner, set out the meal, and clean up the place. I'm tired of working and being unappreciated. Having heard Jesus just tell the story of the Good Samaritan in last week's gospel, we'd probably expect Jesus to urge Mary to help Martha. But instead, as you just heard, Jesus essentially tells Martha to not be so anxious and worrying about the details of hospitality. By assuming the dual role of guest and host, Jesus recognizes the gifts of both women in our gospel today. Martha in her busyness, and Mary with open ears and open heart. Brothers and sisters, Jesus wasn't favoring one over the other, nor was he critiquing the different styles of hospitality offered him by the two sisters. Through his conversations with Mary and Martha, Jesus is teaching the disciples and us that those who minister to God's people must be informed and supported by actively listening to his words. In other words, before we can become authentic disciples, we must first learn to be hospitable hosts and hostesses, if you will, welcoming and attending to the good news of salvation. Thus, we are not called to be either Martha or Mary, but we who have been offered the very hospitality of Jesus at the table of the Eucharist are called to be both Martha and Mary. My friends, perhaps one of the greatest challenges we face today is finding the right balance between the tasks we have to accomplish and the needs of those we serve. The tension between Martha and Mary illustrates how difficult this sometimes is. With all the responsibilities we have today, it's so easy to lose sight of the people involved. Parents can be so overwhelmed sometimes that they have little time for those for whom they are making a living. Doctors can be so intent on curing an illness that they become insensitive to the fears of the one who is ill. And those deacons, sometimes they really are not even present to those to whom they minister. All these duties are important, but not as important as the people for whom we do them. With so many agendas demanding our time and attention, Jesus calls us to consciously choose and seek out the better part, to make a place in our lives for the joy and love of family and friends that is the presence of God. It's a motto of the Benedictine communities around the world to let all be received as would Christ. Like Abraham and Sarah's welcome of the three strangers and the welcome Martha and Mary extend to Jesus, hospitality is not only a holy responsibility, but also a joyful opportunity to welcome and serve Jesus and the persons who come to our tables. Benedictine sister Joan Chittister says that hospitality is the way we come out of ourselves. It's the first step toward dismantling the barriers of the world. Hospitality is the way we turn a prejudiced world around, one heart at a time. And so, my brothers and sisters, we have the opportunity this week and during these summer weeks to come to practice the spirituality of hospitality. It's not just an action of feeding our friends and family, but much more. It's a posture of allowing the other in, of allowing God in, and allowing God to be part of our lives. And the end result is that we are more bound together. And that transforms us in our world. Martha and Mary may have known that it was the Lord they were entertaining, but initially Abraham and Sarah didn't recognize the true nature of the visitors. We can never be sure under what appearance God will come to us. It could be the person on the street who asks for directions. It may be the friend who comes to dinner, or the co-worker who acts in ways we did not expect. My friends, God comes into our lives in ways that are both surprising and unexpected. And we must always have an open attitude of hospitality and welcome if we are to receive the blessings that might come with such visits. Amen.